Hello and good evening. This is Richard Biggs, but you can call me Dick. And this is my lovely co-host, Minji. Say hi, Minji.
Hi, Dick. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, just going a little under the weather. It's all good, though.
Oh.
In the last movies, there's sicker shit than what I'm going through.
Oh, poor you, Dick. Well, I've been bedridden for, like, a week and a half. Like that 2 weeks because of this fucking flu. Yeah.
Remember, everybody, get your flu shot at your local drugstore.
Yeah, flu shot and a lot of vitamin C, a lot of, drink a lot of orange juice or water. Yeah. Anyways, another episode of Movie Poop Shoot. This is our fourth? Is it? Hold on. Our fourth episode, right? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Our fourth episode. So we're going to review about... I forgot what movie we're going to review. Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers.
Yes, the Ben Stiller comedy.
Great. And we're gonna listen to Dick's crank calls. He made a couple of crank calls, and we're gonna play that later on the show.
Take that, Gaylords.
Yeah, he called.
Dick, you can call me Dick.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, before we start the show, I just want to say hi to Cherry. I know she's a regular listener. Or Foxy Chair. Sorry. Yeah. And her boss, Mr. Mick Patrick. Thanks for listening. And you know what? Guess what, Dick? We already have 215 visitors in our podcast website.
Yay, everybody. Keep on visiting.
Keep on visiting. Yeah, 215. That means a lot to us. Thanks for visiting our podcast website. And, of course, please like us on Facebook. Our Facebook group website or group fan page is just type in Movie Poop. Poop, sorry. Movie Poop Shoot. No spaces. Movie Poop Shoot. Type there on the search bar of your Facebook. I feel like Australian accent today. I don't know. I got a hangover of this fucking Australian kangaroos.
Crikey. I'm Rich Spiggs. You can call me Dick.
Okay.
But anyways, on to the movie shoot.
Okay.
Well,
yep, Dick.
This wonderful piece of shit came out of Ben Stiller's ass in 2000. It stars Ben Stiller, starring as Gregory Gaylord, Foster. Robert De Niro as Jack Fine. Cherry Paolo as
Jack Fine.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. And, who's this? Blythe Danner? Do you know her? Okay, let's go on to the plot. Dick.
Yes. Well, anyways, Bill, nurse, Gregory, Gaylord, Fokker, supposed to propose to his girlfriend Pam during a weekend day at her parents' home where they live. It's an awesome house. It's beautiful. But here's the catch. He needs to ask her father first. Alas, lies Jack. Pam's cat, Cody, XCIA father. he takes a really dislike to him. Probably because he's a male nurse, and also his name is Gaylord.
And his last name is Fokker.
Yes.
Okay.
Dislike him.
Huh?
Yes, he took a huge dislike to him. He doesn't like his ass at all.
Yeah. Which one came first? Zoolander or Meet the Parents?
Zoolander.
Zoolander? Okay, this Meet the Parents was showed year 2000. And is this Robert De Niro's first comedy movie?
No, he's done a few.
Oh, really? Okay, well, this is the first time I've saw him doing a comedy movie. Well, knowing that Robert De Niro is one of the Hollywood's, well, greatest villain, it's fun to see him doing a parody of his own image, like, you know, being a villain in a comedic way. And yeah, they made such a very good casting on this movie, and of course Ben Stiller is there. What do you expect? Ben Stiller movies are awesome. Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. Wicked. Wicked.
Look, kangaroo's butt nutsack.
I like this movie. It's wicked.
Haha.
Yeah.
But anyways, along his trials and tribulations, Mr. Gaylord Fokker gets into a whole bunch of crazy nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Cat.
Oh, the cat.
He floods the backyard with sewage. Sets it on fire.
Yes.
Yeah. He just totally blows it. And anyways, the cat was the last straw. Where he totally just totally fucked up, and that was almost it. But yet, he made amends.
Yep, made amends with Robert De Niro. What's the cat's name? Do you remember?
Jinxie.
Yeah!
Jinxie, who likes to use the toilet.
Okay. So what can you say about the Meet the Parents?
Meet the Parents was a pretty funny shit coming out of Ben Stiller's ass. You know, it looked kind of funny, smelled kind of funny, even moved kind of funny.
Well, it's built into him. He's always that one.
Yeah, funny shit. Just the way he looks like he's taking a funny shit.
Yeah. Drop the mic, sorry. Okay, but this is not his first movie, right? What's Ben Stiller's first movie?
I don't know, but I remember the first movie I saw him in, and that was Heavy Fate.
Oh, never seen that.
He was fucking awesome.
Also, Tropic Thunder. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Let's move on to Meet the Fokkers, and this will show them 4 years after Meet the Parents. Such a long gap, huh?
Took them a long time to get married.
Mm-hmm. It took 4 years. 4 years. Same cast. Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, with Danner. And additional cast is Dustin Hoffman as Bernard, father of Gaylord, of Ben Stiller.
Gaylord.
Yeah, and Ross or Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand for all the Jewish women.
Is she Jewish?
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, gosh. Oh, wait. Well, in this sequel, Meet the Parents, Gaylord Greg Fokker or Ben Stiller has finally invited his fiancée, parents, ex-CIA agent Jack Burns, and his wife, Dina. Jack wants to know if Greg came from a good gene pool, So Jack discovers that the Fockers are very strange. The dad, which was Dustin Hoffman, is a hippie and retired lawyer. And the mom, Barbara Streisand, is an open sex therapist. Jack begins to think this is not a good family for his daughter to marry into. So Greg's parents are so proud of Greg that they have a wall of honor with Greg's 9th and 10th place sports awards.
The Wall of Gaylord.
Yes. The two families try to become one family, and they were successful in doing that. It was a happy ending.
Yes. Gaylord's fiance is pregnant. Jack got left out of the circle. He was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called illegitimate child belonged to a baseball star. Ex-baseball player. Not even a star, but a loser. What other crazy stuff? Jack took Gaylord hostage.
Yeah, a lot of things that happened.
Ooh, and his man boob. Yep, and he also had his man boob.
Ah, the man boob thing! Yeah! That was hilarious.
How would you feel if somebody came up to you, want to suck on my man boob?
Yeah.
You see that all the time where you're from, huh, Minch?
Well, yeah, I don't mind it. I'm used to that. I always suck man boobs.
There's probably a bunch of man boobs where you come from.
Uh-huh, yeah. How would you feel if someone came up to you and asked you to suck their man boob?
I mean, hell no, it's a man boob.
Are you sure?
Exactly.
But you're
why
a fan of Lady Bullface.
No.
Okay.
No man boobs. Why? Because I'm Richard Biggs.
How about man pussy?
No man pussy. I'll give chick my man pussy.
Hey, you know what? Man pussy reminds me of Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy!
Yeah, we just watched this new episode of South Park, the Southsters. Jersey Shore! The Jersey Shore! That was hilarious. Anyway, going back to Meet the Fockers. I personally like Meet the Fockers more than Meet the Parents because it's more action-packed. Plus, I didn't expect that Barbara Streisand would put spice. She really put spice on the movie. Yeah, I thought she would stop. I thought she would stuck on this film, but she kicks ass on her role there. She's cool, yeah. Have to admit. Yep, this movie is a lot funnier than Meet the Parents. How about you?
Yes.
Hey, Dick! Stop.
Yes, Minch.
Jacking off, please. We're on the show.
What are you talking about, Minch?
I can see your shadow. Well, it kind of looks like you're doing something there behind that shadow.
What shadow?
Well, never mind. Anyway, what do you think about this movie, Meet the Fockers?
This movie was awesome. This movie was totally freaking awesome.
Wicked! Another Wicked movie!
Yes, another awesome shit from Ben Stiller, but this one shined way more.
Yes. It seems like Ben Stiller doesn't, you know, doesn't really grow old. And his girlfriend, Pam, she looks older than Ben Stiller after 4 years.
Oh yeah, she did. She did not age well.
Yeah.
Apparently he was just happy to get some.
What?
Gaylord.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was a fun movie, Meet the Fuckers. I'll totally suggest. Well, you have to watch Meet the Parents first before watching Meet the Fuckers. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, definitely recommend if you're looking for a comedy movie. Meet the Parents and Meet the Fuckers. Yeah. So that's about it. Dick, any last words? Stop jacking off, I said. We're in the show. Hello?
Wait.
Hello?
Yes.
What are you humping on?
I'm not humping anything.
I'm humping under a blanket. That's pathetic.
I'm not humping my blanket.
You're humping on a blanket.
I'm not humping the blanket. Look, I'm right here.
Dick is humping on his blanket. Oh my
what?
God. Somebody.
I'm not humping the blanket.
Dick. Stop. Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. And don't forget to support us on Facebook. Facebook. Just type in movie poop shoot no spices and click on like. Like us. Like us.
Like us.
Yes. And if you have any comments, suggestions, violent reaction, just go to our website moviepoopshoot.podbean.com and click on leave feedback. You'll usually see it on the bottom of the player. Okay? And, well, we need more sponsors. Well, we need sponsors, Dick, I think. So, if you want to advertise, whatever that you want to advertise, just contact us. Don't forget to click on the contact link on the right. Is it right? On the right side of our website, there's a contact link there. Click on the contact link to contact us. And Dick is busy humping his blanket. Okay. As a proof, he turned his lamp on. And yes, his blanket is all over him and it's wet. Why is it wet? Because he kept humping it.
Snooky.
What are you, Shane? You're not Shane. Come on, you're humping your blanket. Stop being pathetic. Anyway, any last words before we end the show?
Humping blankets is fantastic. This has been Richard Big.
And this has been Benji. I'm sorry, we're really, really infested with flu right now, flu virus. So give us a medicine, donate. Our PayPal is girlwithpharmacykeys@gmail.com. That's my PayPal. $1, we appreciate that. $1, just $1. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
And they'll get to listen to your crank calls after the show. So listen.
Bye. Okay. Take this, Gaylord.
Yep.
I'm for you.
Bye.
Hello? Hi, I'm looking for Stefan Gaylord.
Who?
I'm looking for Stefan Gaylord.
You've got the wrong number.
This isn't Stefan Gaylord's house?
No.
So you're denying you're a Gaylord?
No, I don't. Are you related to a Gaylord?
Apparently you are, because you didn't answer the question. You're denying that you're a Gaylord, huh? So you're denying you're a Gaylord when I called the Gaylord's house. When I called Stefan Gaylord's house, you're denying you're Stefan Gaylord.
Is that what you're looking for? Is your fucking Gaylord or what?
No, I'm looking for Stefan.
Well, there's no fucking Stefan Gaylord here, bud.
Are you positive?
You got the wrong number.
Are you positive? You're denying?
Yeah, I'm...
Stefan Gaylord.
Yeah, I'm positive.
You're positively denying that you are a Gaylord.
Are you a fucking Gaylord, you fucking queer?
No, I'm not a gay. I'm perfectly comfortable with who I am, but what I'm asking
Shut
is...
Shut up.
Is there a...
Shut the fuck up, boy, before I knock you out.
How can you knock me out from the phone?
Hello, you have reached Gaylord's. We are unable to take your call right now. If you'd leave a message, we'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello! Is this Phil Gaylord?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Richard.
Richard
Biggs? Richard Biggs.
Who?
Richard Biggs.
Who?
Richard Biggs. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Well, I'm just calling to let you know that you're a Gaylord.
Who am I speaking with?
Richard Biggs. But you can
Richard
call me
Biggs. Dick. And why are you calling me?
Because you are a Gaylord.
Yeah, and you're full of shit, too. Don't call me again.
We're calling you back, Gaylord.
Call him back.
My turn.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Mrs. Gaylord? Hello?
I don't know.
You don't know? What are you? Pimp?
What are you? Douchebag?
Yeah, I'm a douchebag.
Are you a Gaylord?
Gaylord's house? That sounds fun.
I hope y'all immature son of a bitches are having fun.
Yeah.
Goddamn Gaylord.
Ain't nothing but a bunch of retards. Who put you up to, Matthew or Crystal?
Crystal
what,
Gaylord.
Gaylord?
Huh?
Puke? What was that, Ms. Gaylord?
Huh? Puke?
What was that, Ms. Gaylord?
This is computer generated. I'm not retarded. You're not even real people.
We are bots.
It's just a prank.
Yeah.
You're
yes, we're
not real people. We are aliens.
Have a good night.
Good job, Gaylord.
Gaylord.